In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we're presented with the Gospel where our Lord tells us that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve the world and God, our body and our soul. We need to choose. And too often, we are rather trying to balance things. We want a dual purpose. We want to have our cake and to eat it too. And our Lord is telling us it doesn't work that way. You can't serve two masters. You need to put your heart and soul into one thing, one being. If you serve the world, you will get the pleasures of this world. But those pleasures of this world are only temporary. If you're willing to sacrifice the pleasures of the world to seek the pleasures of heaven, you will gain the pleasures of heaven, which are eternal. But it's at the cost of so many pleasures of this world. It's at the cost of crucifying your flesh, taking up your cross daily and following Christ. Our Lord says, choose one master. You can't serve them both. If you try to serve them both, you will do neither one any good. You won't help yourself. You'll be frustrated in your spiritual life, and you'll be frustrated in your worldly life. And then he tells us, which is the better master to serve? Which one is going to give us the best deal? And of course, that's what we're always looking for when we're going shopping. Which is the best deal? And that's why I hate shopping. You pay 3 cents more for this, but it is 2 ounces less than the other one. Okay, let me get out my calculator and figure out how much per ounce this is going to be, so we can figure out which one is the better deal. And the salespeople are always trying to confuse things, telling you what benefits theirs has and the other one doesn't, but the other one has benefits that this one doesn't have. And so our Lord lays it out very clear for us. The world is not going to give you anything that's going to last into eternity. The pleasures of this world, they come and they go, and you can't take them with you. If you serve God, you will have eternal happiness. You will have pleasures to which there are no end. He says, but even above and beyond that, a little bonus to you, if you will, you will gain all the things you need for this life. You don't need to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to sleep. Don't worry about those things. You have a Father in heaven. He knows you need those things. He will give you those things. He gives them to everybody. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be given you besides. What are you after? What do you want? Here is the master you should serve. Here is the one that you should love. Here is the one you should spend everything you have to acquire it. This is the pearl of great price. The man found it in a field. Remember, he went and sold everything he had so he could go and buy that field, so that he would have that pearl of great price. And our Lord is telling us, this world is not the pearl of great price. Don't sell everything you have to get its treasure in this world, because the treasures of this world are passing away. The thieves will break in and steal your treasures in this world. Moths will come in and consume your, whatever it is, your goods. Rust will eat away at it. And even if you take your greenbacks and stuff them in a vase, inflation will eat away at it. These things don't last. Seek something that does last. Use the things of this world as if you use them not. You can't hold on to them. It's like trying to hold on to water in your hands. It slips through your fingers no matter how tight you clench it. As a matter of fact, it seems the tighter you clench it, the more you push the water out. Our Lord says, stop grabbing for that. Reach for heaven. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and everything else will be given you besides. The pleasures of this world are a bonus, an addition to eternal life. The food that you get to eat, the clothing you wear, the shelter over your head, all of these are bonuses that God gives to you. But you need to seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek the joys of heaven. And that often means that I deny myself the pleasures of this world. I turn away from the things of this world occasionally, but that is what is best for me. To deny myself, to take up my cross daily, and to follow Christ, that is what is best for me. And if I were to compare it, so many go on these fad diets, and you see, we're going to deny ourselves this or that. On this diet, we're going to deny ourselves any carbohydrates. On this diet, we're going to deny ourselves any kind of protein. On this diet, we're going to deny ourselves this or that, and we're going to find one so that we can lose weight and we can feel better about ourselves. And each one leaves us starving. We need something more than whatever it is. And yes, if you deny yourself something, you will lose weight. That is, if you don't go back on a binge and stuff your face with it later on. Our Lord says, deny yourself some of these pleasures. He doesn't say deny yourself all the pleasures of this world. He gives you the pleasures. The pleasures are good. He's just telling you they're not the end. This is not the greatest pleasure. There's something greater. There's something better. Lift up your eyes to heaven. And as you're lifting up your eyes to heaven, reaching out for the kingdom of heaven, yes, you're going to have to set aside this pleasure or that pleasure, but there are plenty more pleasures here on earth that you will experience. There is a little bit of self-discipline that's always required. Because if there is no self-discipline, there is no love. There is no sacrifice. And our Lord wants, first and foremost, our love. What can I do for God? So many young minds eager, just discovering God, falling in love with God. What can I do for God? I'm nobody, I'm nothing. I don't have anything to give. Maybe I don't have a job and I can't put any money in the collection plate. Maybe I have nothing I can do. Maybe I'm sick, injured. I can't do anything for God. He's not interested in whatever you can do. He's not interested in whatever you have, materially speaking. What God is interested in is your heart. He wants our hearts. He wants us to love Him. And then nothing else really matters. If we love Him, we will have everything that we need. But we have to first choose Him. Choose Him first and foremost. He gives us the first and greatest commandment. Do you remember what that was, Eliza? The first and the greatest commandment? Oh, we're going to confuse her now. She's thinking of the Ten Commandments. That's not going to be it. The first and the greatest commandment is to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul, our whole being, more than we love ourselves. And he tells us the second commandment is like unto the first, that we must love our neighbor as we love ourselves. These two commandments encompass all the other commandments, all the other laws, everything that Christ has revealed, everything that he has taught us. It's all contained in those two commandments. God wants all our love. He wants all of our heart. He doesn't want a divided heart. He wants all of it. But if we give him all of our heart, all of our love, he will give us everything else we need. He will make sure we have enough food for our body. He will make sure that we have enough health for our body. He will make sure that we have enough clothing. He will make sure that we have some place to lay our heads down. It may not be a palace. It may be very humble and poor. But it will be sufficient. And if we love God, we find happiness even in the little things. The insignificant things bring us happiness. When our hearts are innocent, when we love God, there's joy in all the world around us. And I can remember some old people telling me that during the Depression, when they were little kids, they didn't know they were poor. They were very happy. Can you imagine that, Philomena? Those old people being happy? They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have cars. They didn't have TVs. They didn't have radio. Well, sometimes some of them had radios. Can you imagine a world without a TV, without a computer, without a telephone? Would that be a happy place? Could be. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people tell me that was better than what we have today. They were happy because they didn't have all these things. These things just become a problem. If you own a house, you got to pay the tax. You got to pay the water bill, the heat bill, the light bill. You got to mow the lawn. You got to fix this. You got to fix that. It's nothing but a headache. And it's worse if you buy a car. Computers and cell phones are not so bad. You just return them and get a different one. They're getting pretty reasonable these days. But if you own things of this world, you own a problem. You own a headache. It's always going away. The things of this world are always leaving us, or we are leaving them. There's only one thing that lasts forever. There's only one thing that can bring us true happiness, and that is God. And if we have God in our hearts and we are seeking the kingdom of heaven, it doesn't matter where we live. It doesn't matter what we're driving, what we're wearing, where we're going. It doesn't matter what we're eating. It doesn't matter whether we have our computers, our cell phones, our social media. We don't even need access to the internet. We're happy wherever we are because we have God within us. And God is everything. And so he's asking us today, will you give me your entire heart? Will you give me everything? Will you love me more than anything else in this world? If you will, then you will find happiness. You'll find happiness in heaven and you'll find happiness here on earth. But if you want to give your entire heart to this world, to the pleasures of this world, you'll experience little bits of happiness, And I don't even like to call that happiness. I call that pleasure. You'll have little bits of pleasure here on this earth, but they don't last long. And they soon leave you filled with disgust. You know, it's like if you get a nice gallon of, what is it, Häagen-Dazs? You know what that is, Philomena? No. Ice cream. Could you eat a whole gallon of ice cream? You could? I'll bet you wouldn't feel very well afterwards, though. I'll bet your mom wouldn't like that. That's what happens when we seek the pleasures of this world. We overeat, and then we feel sick. And we feel miserable. That's the pleasures of this world. And it doesn't matter what it is. They all leave us with this empty, with this disgust, with this frustration. There's always demanding something more of us. And it can't bring us happiness. It can't bring us happiness because our hearts weren't made for that. And I really like the Confessions of St. Augustine right in the opening pages where he tells us, our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in Thee. And then St. Augustine spends the rest of that book telling us about the wanderings of his youth, how he was looking for happiness. He was looking for happiness and knowledge, and so he went to school, he studied hard, he learned, became very proficient, and he taught. But something was still missing. He thought, oh, I need a girlfriend. And so he gets a girlfriend. And still, something's missing. Oh, if I only had a son. So he has a son. Nope. Still, something's missing. And he looked into the different philosophies. The Manichaean says, we have it over here. Come and join us and you'll find happiness. So St. Augustine went there. And he soon discovered, nope, this isn't it. It's not money, it's not knowledge, it's not pleasure. Where is this something that I want? And finally, he gets the answer, which he tells us right at the beginning of the book. The only place to find this something that my heart is looking for is in God. As long as my heart isn't with God, my heart is restless. I'm looking everywhere for happiness. I'm looking everywhere for peace. And I can't find it because I'm looking in all the wrong places. I'm trying to serve this world. And this world isn't going to make me happy. This world isn't going to give rest and peace to my soul. Only God can do that. And I say, St. Augustine took a long time to learn what little children memorize in their catechism. Right in the first few lessons of our catechism, why did God make you? Who should we pick on now? Is that Rosalie there? She doesn't want to talk to me. She's not even going to make eye contact. Why did God make you? God made me to be happy with him in heaven, didn't he? That's what we memorize in the catechism. St. Augustine had to become a grown man before he figures this out. He had to waste a whole lot of time. And all we have to do is open up our catechism and pay attention in catechism class, and we have the answer right there. God made us to be happy with him in heaven. Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in thee. They're saying the same thing. And it's time that we begin to learn. As long as we are still breathing, it's not too late. We can still figure it out. But I'm telling you, it should already be figured out. It's in your catechism. You learned that as a child. You memorized that answer. It's there. You don't have to wait until you're fully grown like St. Augustine. You don't have to wait until you're an old man. More importantly, you don't have to wait until you're burning in the fires of hell to learn by your mistakes. We tell you all this because we don't want you to make those mistakes. We want you to learn from the mistakes of others. St. Augustine wrote his confessions to show us, don't do what I've done. Here's the lesson that I learned. You don't have to make the mistakes to learn it. You can figure it out right now. I'm telling you, just believe me. Trust in Christ. He's telling you the way. It's easy. And you can do it. Just love God more. And it doesn't matter what you eat, where you sleep, what you wear. All those things are indifferent. God will take care of all of that. Don't worry about that. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Serve God. Give God your entire heart. And you will find happiness. You will find peace. You will find rest. You will find that joy that was so elusive to the young St. Augustine. And you can find it while you're still young. Or while you still have time. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper.